and Poisoned. So if you're interested in his music, go online. And we do have one more song to play.
Yes, John, we have his brand new release called Gazicide right here on CJSF.
القصة أصبحت معروفة وعنوانها الدموع والوجع. الوجع اللي فيي إذا نزل على جبل والله لا يفتته. يما اشتقتلك تمسحي الدموع اللي عم تنزل على خدي. اخ الوجع اللي فيي اذا نزل على جبل والله لا يفتته.
Next, we have an interview with Savvy after the break.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
All right, welcome Savvy to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Savvy. I am a music artist based in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay, I can't believe you made it.
Finally.
Yay, awesome. Okay, so yeah, this is your second time on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. The first one, we interviewed you, I guess, before your performance at the Element. What was it? The Levels, sorry.
Levels
Nightclub a while back. And now this is your first time in the studio live on air.
First time. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So you're originally from Montreal.
Yes, originally. Yeah, I was born and raised there, and then I basically moved out west throughout my life. So it's been quite an adventure.
Yes. Can you say something in French?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Sabina et je suis j'étais née au Bromont, Québec, et je suis vraiment excitée d'être ici aujourd'hui.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. All right, and not only just French, but you also know a little bit of Japanese.
A little bit of Japanese. 少しです。私、名前はサビナです。I've been meaning to speak, like, just practice a little bit more. It's been very, very beginner. still very, very new to it. It's been taking a long time to learn it, but I'm very motivated and I'm still going to continue learning it. But it's been a lot of fun just being able to just explore it, and especially with singing.
Yes, and you have a song called Light Switch, Japanese version. Tell me about it.
So actually this song, because I've listened to the original version by Charlie Puth, who does Light Switch, and then I came across a couple years ago a version that a artist named Shane Orok did on TikTok, and he did it in Japanese, and then I was like really inspired by it. I was like, you know, I kind of wonder what it would sound in female version. So I basically went into the studio and I learned it in Japanese, and then I just sang it and recorded it, and it kind of was so much fun to record and sing that, and I really enjoyed doing it, even in performance wise. And then I've had people like listen to it and they're like, oh my god, you can sing it, like, that's so cool.
We're gonna hear it right here on CJSF. How fun was that?
Super fun.
Right? Okay. So let's talk about Tyro James.
Tyro James. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's been such a fun, just a blast and such a great adventure being able to perform and work with him as, you know, fellow artist and everything. Yeah, we've known each other. I think it's been like 4 years or something like that.
Yeah.
At least 4 or 5 almost. It's crazy.
Yeah,
how
I know.
Long? Yeah. So, and it's been so exciting just to be able to work with someone who who's also been in the music industry for a long time, and he's been very like encouraging and also just been so supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with not only in the group with Super Kawaii, but also like with other artists too. Like, he's very supportive with other fellow artists around in the community.
Yes, that's right, folks. He's in another band called Super Kawaii. Yeah.
Super Kawaii. Yes. Yeah.
Can you tell me about the members of Super Kawaii?
Yeah, so there's myself, Savvy, there's Tyro James, Sylvina, a Scarface, and Cherry Bomb.
Awesome.
We're five members, and we all came together and we all just formed a group that has a mix of rap and singing. It's very unique.
Mm-hmm, I'll say. And then you did a song called Batty featuring Tyro James. Tell me about this song.
Okay, so this one was actually a track that I just came out of the blue, basically. So this track, again, I don't have any like experience being a producer or being a master at technology, but as someone who collaborates with other artists and producers, and they help and we collaborate like just with writing the music, I literally just had my phone and basically like was on GarageBand, and I came up with, there's some sample tracks that you find on there, and basically I was just like messing around clicking buttons, and then like an hour or two later I had this track, and I was like, how the heck did I do that?
You did it.
I did it.
Yeah,
but it was so impressive, so I was really excited. And this track basically is from the new album that I released in March, Evolution, and I wanted Tyro James to be part of it, and it's just a very powerful, pretty, just badass song. So I'm really excited that he was part of it, and this was such a great masterpiece.
I'm the type of girl that doesn't do too much just to make a guy come crumbling to his knees. All these ladies get defensive when I'm walking by. My confidence just shows me that they're weak. If you think I'll turn away, I'll paralyze. Be prepared, I won't go down without a fight. I'm the one that might just give you such a fright. You'll be thinking about me through the day and night. Oh, did I just make you sadder? Oh, did your heart just flutter? Oh, can someone call the doctor? I think she realized I'm taking all the power. Hi, my name is Savvy, nice to meet you. You know I'm a baddie, got the maters thinking that the boyfriends are gonna get with me. Listen to my music, it's addictive, they go crazy lately.
B-A-D-D-I-E, I'm a baddie.
My name is Savvy, nice to meet you. You know I'm a baddie. Body's hot, the never sky's the limit. Got your eyes on me, known to be the cutest. While those girls who fake are only catty.
B-A-D-D-I-E, I'm a baddie.
Yes, I'm a, yes, I'm a, yes, I'm a baddie. Yes, I'm a, yes, I'm a, yes, I'm a baddie. Yes, I'm a, yes, I'm a, yes, I'm a baddie.
B-A-D-D-I-E.
I'm the type of girl who stares upon the mirror just to make herself feel good and wanna slay. Heaven knows I will be dancing in the room. Not a person can do anything or say.
Hey, hey.
It's a shame I have these people poking at me. Guess they want a piece of me on any day. They can go ahead, post pictures in the comments. I'll still carry as a queen and have my way.
Coming on back for round 2, Tyro James and Savvy Chan. Smoking up all that endo sack and drinking. I'm a baddie, man. Oh, you wanna try and tame me? Some girls wanna lie and change me. Some girls gonna get low on the main row and I get paid like crazy. As the cash flows, I tell them make it double.
cause everybody knows Chisel's hella trouble. You know, I tried to holler, but they're not listening. Watashiwa Tabuki, not a citizen. Heart prodder, cult starter, popping up with that idol group. Fuck everything I've done before, some might say I flew the coop. Might just shake you down, taking whatever you got. Declare the king of the town, whether you're ready or not.
Hi, my name is Savvy, nice to meet you, you know I'm a baddie. Got the maid thinking that their boyfriends are gonna get with me. Listen to my music, it's addictive, they go crazy lately.
B-A-D-D-I-E, I'm a baddie.
Hi, my name is Savvy, nice to meet you, you know I'm a baddie. Body's hot, the never sky's the limit, got your eyes hooked on me. Known to be the cutest, while those girls who fake are only catty.
B-A-D-D-I-E.
Here are you, I can read mysteries. We've seen your face, so you like to hide upon the wandering street.
I've been real bored with people who fail at entertaining me, cause none of them wish to taunt me unless they just want to poke a beast.
Locked in your teeth, I feel you, drunking in flatteries. Looking at it up close, it's now creeping up inside the sheets.
Beginning to think I didn't quite make the choice I should have been. Heavenly Father, it has become a hell I call a sin. Heavenly Father, it has become a hell I call a sin. Heavenly Father, it has become a hell I call a sin.
Didn't think you would pursue, tangled in fantasies. It's pretty draining, I'm suffocating, but I like it, please.
Am I even human or fucking crazy, loving the way you hurt me?
Sometimes I hate you or I just love you, what will it really be? I'm the one you'd subdue, catching a sick disease. We both enjoy the look of watching each other's misery.
Regretting to think I didn't quite make the choice I should have been. Heavenly Father, I have become a hell I call a sin. Heavenly Father, I have become a hell I call a sin. Heavenly Father, I have become a hell I call a sin.
Oh, oh, I got it real bad. Oh, oh, watching me go mad. Oh, oh, I got it real bad. Oh, oh, watching me go mad.
Awesome video. Yes, you could check that out on YouTube. All right, tell me about this song called Sin.
So Sin was a very interesting, like, I honestly don't even know where to start with this one because I had no words. It was amazing, actually. The song, I wanted to do something completely different and kind of unexpected of people that, because I think that with this song, it definitely sounds different from what I usually do. and I had people mention, you know, like, wow, like, this sounds so good. And, like, they were also surprised, like, never seen this side of you. And all that, with the whole, like, just a little bit of creepy and thrill, but a little bit mystery and also kind of dark.
Yes.
So it was, like, really cool to just show and try something different.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this video too was I thought it was crazy how fast it blew up, like, and it's not even, like, it's been almost a year and already, like, over, I think it's been like 1,300 views now or something like that. But I think this song was so fun to write, and I liked kind of just being a little bit more creepy and just a little bit a unique and, like, just kind of giving that kind of chills,
yeah,
down your spine.
I'm still gonna play this for Halloween.
Yeah. Well, it was perfect. Right. I think it was around, like, close to Halloween when I released this video, and it was, like, perfect timing because it was like, we need something for Halloween. We need,
yeah,
like, a Halloween theme kind of creepy vibe. And the video was so much fun, actually, just filming it. Scam did such a great job with the projection and just putting it together. And,
yeah,
and,
shot by Scam One.
Scam One.
Yo, yo. No, yeah, he did amazing. Okay, so we're going to talk about this. Another song from your album. This one's called Adore.
Yeah,
tell me about that one.
Adore. I did this song on the album, and this one, I think it was more, I was playing around with not only pop music, like pop style, but a little bit of electronic in this album, and just have a little bit of that poppy and just dancey and you know, upbeat, but also fun, and then at the same time have a little bit of just like powerful and kind of moving type of music, where it just has, especially with electronic music, like it gets loud, but it's very like it kind of just it touches your body or soul, and you get to feel lost in it. And with the song Adore, it kind of just makes it gives you like an emotional message inside of, especially with some of the words like, let me keep this feeling warm, I will now, it kind of helps me look at it into like a positive way, and just, you know, just getting through whatever you're overcoming.
Excellent. All right, here's Adore, and then we're going to talk about dancing after this.
Left in pain and fear clouded up my mind. I have wiped away the tears of cried, embracing what's been on my side. The darkness made a hole inside my heart and made it blind. Let me keep this feeling warm. I will let it now reform into something wonderful. Love and adore.
Awesome. I feel like I'm at a festival.
Yeah, right?
All right, let's start to rave. We're the lights, man. Rave.
Let's go.
Okay, so let's talk about Harbor Center. You're doing some dance classes there.
Yeah, so Harbor Dance Center is located on Granville, downtown Vancouver. And I started taking lessons a couple of years ago, but it was kind of like in and out, like broken up. Like I was there for a little bit, and then I stopped just because with my schedule and sometimes doing shows, and then like if I'm like touring or writing music and things come up. But yeah, I've recently been getting back into it, and when I build my repertoire and have something under my belt. Yeah, Harbor Dance Center, I recommend. It's such a great studio. They have so many classes there, so many different genres of dance, and all ages are welcome.
Yeah, awesome. We look forward to future Savvy videos where hopefully we get to see you dance.
Do some more dance.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're going to play some Super Kawaii, and then we're going to find out where we could follow Savvy after this.
My headphones on when I can't think. How you like that? Blasting out some Blackpink. Got a hella crazy style, not a silly scrub. I'm a snotty 90s child watching ECW.
Let's fuck it up!
I love that gritty crowd. The fucking noise that we need to keep the city loud. I'm like Brando in the Wild One. I'm here to wreck your shop. When they ask what I rebel against, I holler.
What you got?
You think you can remove me from my beats? All my speakers got me high on repeat. The side effect of me under control. I got the world in my palm, babe. That's how it rolls. Turn the music up and let the bass drop, drop. How about we take it to the city, play it nonstop? We get too close.
Shut up. We can't be quiet. That's right. We're going to end with Savvy here. We got to find out where to follow you.
So, yeah, you can follow. I've got a few Instagram handles, but you can find me on Facebook. I have a page called Savvy, capital S-A-V-I. You can also find me on Instagram. My handle is Kesho Kitsune, KESSHOKITSUNE.
Awesome. All right. And you got to tell me about this video game that you're playing.
So Genshin Impact is a super fun game I can't get enough of.
Yeah.
I stream that on Twitch. I play it with friends, and I love that game so much. And it's so popular. It's popular worldwide. There's people cosplaying as
and
characters.
You did, so,
I
yeah. did. Yeah. So which character were you?
So I was Ye Miko, and she's a fox. She's basically she's part fox, part human, basically a goddess. She's one of my favorite characters, but she's hard to get in the gacha. Mm-hmm. Like, I know some people are so lucky they get her, and for me, I've tried getting her in the gacha game, and she's so hard. I'm just like, please, please, I want this character.
All right. Well, you are a goddess, girl, and thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. And we're going to end with You Don't Know the Real Me. All right. We'll catch you all next week. Bye.
Dumb seeing me. Can't believe that it's been now a couple months. Guess you thought we wouldn't run into each other after everything you just had said and done.